All right, we're going to turn to Nehemiah chapter 10 today. So can you turn with me to Nehemiah 10, and we'll begin at verse 28.
Nehemiah 10:28.
Okay. So, first of all, we'll read from 28 down to... We're going to study from 28 to 39 today, after the long list of names.
28節から39節まで。
And that is the people who made a kind of a what's the word? I can think of the Japanese word. A document, a vow, in a sense. They made a vow to God, representing as the spiritual leaders of all of Israel. Right. So remember that they built the wall, and last week we looked at how they celebrated the Feast of Tabernacles and the autumn feasts after they had finished the wall. Right, and so now, during that time, they gave this, Ezra made this long prayer, and the people got together and signed a statement how they were going to apply God's word in their lives. Right, so it's important for us too, when God does things in our life and teaches us things, we also need to think very carefully about how we are going to put them into practice in our daily life. It's not good enough just to say, oh yeah, yeah, that's important. And God doesn't want us to just let things go like that. What he wants us to do is to say, if this is true, then what does it mean for me, really? Now think about the context. They had just come back from captivity. Their fathers had committed terrible sins for a long time. And that had continued for a long time. And so their whole culture that they grew up in was a culture where they didn't keep God's law. You know, I mean, think about it. It was their grandfathers and great-grandfathers who went to captivity. So it was long before that that they actually really kept God's law. It's like thinking about us going back to Meiji period or even going back to the Edo period now. Or in English, before that, we'd have to go back to the time, say for example, going back to the time of, you know, colonial times or, you know, the time of Captain Cook or something like that. Alright, ego there. So, I mean, that's a long time ago, right? And you can imagine that when we study those things, it's history class, and it doesn't really matter in our daily life, right? But this is real. This is the God's history. So they're going back to try to put back in place the law in their life and country.
なのでこれ神様の立法なので、それをまた国に戻そうとしているところです。
Now, this is going to be part one and part two. This is very kind of important teaching, and I wanted to split it into two. Today will be the positive. Next week will be the negative. Today is the positive side.
2つに分けて、これ、今日はポジティブな
面
を見て、来週はネガティブな面を見ます。
Right. まあ、ネガティブというか、まあ、anyway. The what not to do. The problem next week is the trouble. So anyway, let's look at verse 28. So, 28 says, now the rest of the people, the priests, the Levites and the gatekeepers, the singers, the temple servants, and all those who had separated themselves from the peoples of the lands to the law of God, their wives, their sons, and their daughters, all those who had knowledge and understanding, are joining with their kinsmen, their nobles, and are taking on themselves a curse and an oath to walk in God's law, which was given through Moses, God's servant, and to keep and observe all the commandments of God our Lord and his ordinances and his statutes, and that we will not give our daughter to the peoples of the land or take their daughters for our sons. First of all, let's read 28 to 30.
28節から、この他の民、祭司、レビと門へ歌う会、宮に使い諸人たち、また国々のためと縁を立って、民の、立法について、ついた者全員、その妻、息子、娘たち、すべて理解して、できる人まで、できるまでになった者は、彼らの親類の優れた人々より、神のしもべ、モーセを通して与えられた神の立法に従った歩み、私たちの主、主のすべての命令、その定めと掟を守り、行うために呪いと誓いを加わった。すなわち、私たちの娘をこの地の民たちに嫁がせず、また彼らの娘を私たちの娘にめとらせない。息子にめとらせ
ない。Okay, so it says here, that they are separating themselves to walk in God's law. Separated from the world, but separated to what?To the Bible.
ですので、ここではその、予的なものから離れて、神様の立法、まあ、聖書に基づく生き方に変えようとしています。
Alright, so we often think, I want to do this or I want to do that. But usually, we don't have that desire, I want to follow the Bible more in my life. It takes faith to make that decision.
で例えばこれをしようとかこのように生きようって思うことはよくあるかもしれませんけど聖書に基づいたふうに生きようって思うのは結構難しいことだと思います
Whatever the Bible says, whatever God leads, that's what I want to do
神様に言われたこと、聖書に書いてることそれをやりたいと思うのは難しいことです
That was what they were vowing here
で、ここでそれを誓っていたいと思います
And the first thing was that they would separate from the peoples They would separate from this world and notgive their daughters to the other peoples and take their daughters for themselves. In other words, they would maintain themselves as a separate people to this world.
なので、まず最初にしたのは、娘たちを、この地の民以外に、嫁がせず、彼らの娘も私たちの息子にめとらせない。まあ、それが第一にしたことです。
So they want to keep themselves as a separate people to this world.
で、民自体もこの、他の予的な民から分けました。
Is that what you want?
それが、望んそれを望んでいるでしょうか。
Do you want to be different to the world?
世から離れてまた別の生活をしたいでしょうか。
Do you want to have different values, different goals than the people around you?
周りの人と違う価値観やその生き方が欲しいでしょうか。
Right, it we don't want to be different, usually. We want to be the same as everyone else, so this is not an easy thing.
だいたい周りに合わせたくて、みんなと同じような感じでいきたいので、これは難しいことだと思います。
But this is the desire that comes from the Holy Spirit, that we would be separate to God.
ですので、この要望というかは、聖霊から来る、考えです。
And if you're separate to the world, people will think you're strange.
で、周りと違った生き方をすると不思議だなと、まあ、ちょっと変な目で見られます
They will think you're irresponsible because you don't do things in the way they do them.
で、周りの人とまたやり方、物の取り込み方が違うので、周りの人からは無責任だなと思われるかもしれません。
Because their idea of responsibility is doing what they think should be done, but we do what God says should be done.
それはやらなければいけないことをやるというのが責任と的には考えられていますけど、神様が、やるように進めたことをやるのが私たちにとっては責任だからです。
Right. So let's look at some examples here. In verse 31 it says, As for the peoples of the land who bring wares or any grain on the Sabbath day to sell, we will not buy from them on the Sabbath or a holy day. And we will forego the crops, the seventh year and the exaction of every debt.
31節たとえこの地の民たちが安息日に品物すなわちいろいろな穀物を売りに来て持ってきても私たちは安息日は誠実には彼らから買わないまた私たちは7年目に土地を休ませ全ての負債を取り立てなさい
Okay, so let's think about this keeping the Sabbath and keeping the seventh year rules
ですのでこの安息日を守る7年に1回土地を休ませるを一度考えてみましょう
OkayJust to do that in that day and age would have been a difficult thing.
その時代、それをやるのは結構大変だった。難しいことだったと思います。
Even in a prosperous age, to give up a day of the factory running is very hard.
で、すごい経済的にうまくいっている時代でも、7日に1回仕事ができないっていうのは結構大変なことです。
Does kid in beer?Take a, one day off a week and close their factory down? If they did, that would mean 14% of their income would be lost. That's a lot of money. There are very few companies that will close down their factories, if you're going to lose so much of your income.
ですので、それほどの利益を失うなら、まあ、一日閉めるとかいうことは、大抵の会社はしないと思います。
And then, of that money, of that income that you have left, every seventh year, you give up a whole year.
で、それだけじゃなくて、7年に1回、さらに土地を済ませます。
Right, so you've got a field, and you're only going to farm it for 6 years. So...That's again 14% of your income.
つまり、7年に1回休ませて7日に1回休むということは 14+14 の、利益がなくなります。
What company does that? You know, they say, oh, we'll just shut down Honda's factory for 1 year.
で、例えば、ホンダがまあ1年休みますとか言わない
と。It's unbelievable to us now, isn't it?
今考えると、まあ、確実に考えがたいことだと思います。
Like, how could you run a business if you did that today, right? And then on top of that, you're going to pay 10% of your proceeds, to God.
さらに言うと、10分の1はその神殿に納めるものです。
So you can see that in the ancient world where people would have their slaves working all the time and...You know, they don't care when they die. That this kind of sacrifice of your income is a huge financial decision to make.
当時のビジネスは奴隷に、年がら年中働かせるという考え方だったので、このように利益をどんどん失っていくのはすごい、捧げ、負担でした。
Right. And so this is the way that...Israel was so different from the Canaanites and so different from the other nations.
これだからイスラエルは周りの国々とは分けられた別の考え方を持った国となります。
And this is the way that we should be obviously so different to the world.
ですのでこのようにもう確実にどこから見ても、世との区別がつくような生き方をする必要が実はあります。
What kind of person would give up?You know, if you take these different ways of valuing it how many percent of your income? It could be like 20 or 30% when you take it all into consideration. How many people would do that today?
で、7年に1回休むとか、7日に1回休むとか全部合わせると、まあ、30% とかの利益がなくなるので、このような、まあ、大きな、負担を誰が負うでしょうか?
Right, I'm not sure if it's exactly 30%. I tried to work it out. It was a little difficult. I came up with 23%, but I might have been wrong.
で、まあ、23% とか、まあ、まあ、大体ですけど。
But imagine that decision today to do that.
ただ考えてみると、そのような決心をするのは、まあ、今この時代にとってはどうでしょうか?
And also, we have to pay tax, and many of you maybe pay 23% tax, maybe.
で、まあ、実際税金というのを払わなければいけなくて、23% の税金を払う人もいるかもしれません。
But they didn't have to do this. It was a choice of faith to keep the law.
ただ、立法を守るというのは確実に、自分の意思によるものでした。
Right. So when people look at you, do they say, this person is crazy? Look at how much money he gives away. Is that what people think?、
周りの人からは、この人はどれほどお金を、まあ、ばらまくでしょうかと見るかもしれません。
Look at this person. How much chances he has to climb himself up in the world.But he gives it away because of his faith. What kind of a person is that?
ねえ、このお金を使えば、どんどんどんどん金持ちになっていけるのに、信仰のために、まあ、施したりとかして、それ全部、そのチャンスを無駄にしてしまってると、まあ、周りから思われるかもしれません。
You know Co-op Supermarket, right?
Co-op というスーパー知ってるでしょうか?
Right. I don't know in if other countries, some other countries have a co-op.But in Japan, the co-op started by Christian.
日本ではその海外はしませんけど、日本はコープはクリスチャンが始めました。
And it was, I think it started in Kobe, if I understand correctly.
で、神戸で多分始まった気がします。
And yesterday, Fumi's mother was telling us that one of the co-op workers, he just said, "Ah,、oh, I'm not coming on Sunday anymore because、I'm going to Bible college."
で話してたんですけど、突然そのコープで働いている人が、あ、これからちょっと進学校に行くから日曜日行けないと急に言いました。
And another one said, I'm not coming to Sunday events anymore, because I'm going to church.
で、他の人はその日曜日はその教会に行くので日曜日のイベントとか参加しないと急に言いました。
And then people really say, wow, that's a Christian.
で、周りの人が、あ、この人クリスチャンだと分かります。
We are being called to be like that. Not to be like the world, where we say, oh, that's a waste of time, a waste of money, but to be a believer in God, to show our faith in God.
なので私たちもそれと同じように、まあ、これは無駄だとか、そういう、こうしたらいいのにとか思わずに、神様の信仰をどんどんはっきりさせていく必要があります。
Now, Jesus said, give to Caesar the things that are Caesar's,And give to God the things that are God's.
カイザルのものはカイザルに返し、神のものは神に返しなさいとイエス様は言いました。
That means both of them are the will of God.
ということは、その両方が神様の御心です。
It's not just enough to say, well, we pay tax, so we don't have to give. Or, we give to God, so we don't have to pay tax. Both of them are God's will.
ね、例えば、それはまあ、税金払ってるから献金しないとか献金するから税金払わないというような感じでそうじゃなくて両方するのが神様の御心です。
So what this is teaching us is that, and as they are describing here, giving like this is a kind of worship. This is one way we express our worship to God by giving to God.
なのでここの、その神様に返す与えるというのは神様に対する礼拝の一つだと思います。
Okay.Now, let's look at Malachi, because Malachi was written just after this, same period in history.
で、ちょっとマラキ、まあこの同じような時代の話なので、ちょっとマラキ見ますけど。
Yep, so Malachi chapter 1.
マラキ一章。
And let's read from verse 6.
で、6節か。
A son honors his father and a servant his master.Then if I am a father, where is my honor? And if I am a master, where is my respect, says the Lord of hosts? To you, O priests, who despise my name. But you say, how have we despised your name? You are presenting defiled food upon my altar, but you say, how have we defiled you? In that you say, the table of the Lord is to be despised. But when you present the blind for sacrifice, is it not evil? And when you present the lame and sick, is it not evil? Why not offer it to your governor? Would he be pleased with you? Or would he receive you kindly, says the Lord of hosts. Okay, let's read up to verse 8.
6-8. マラキ1章6節から8節。子は父親の愛称やその主人を名乗る。もし私が父であるなら、どこに私の尊敬があるのか。もし私が主人であるなら、どこに私の恐れがあるのか。万軍の主はあなたにおすがれる。私の名を蔑む祭司たち、あなた方に言う。どのようにして私たちがあなたの名を蔑みましたかと。あなた方は私の祭壇の上に汚れたパンを捧げて、どのようにして私たちがあなた方を汚しましたかと言う。主の食卓は、蔑まれない、済まれてもよいというあなた方は思っている。あなた方は盲目の獣を生贄に捧げるが、それは悪いことではないと。足の苗えたものや病気のものを捧げるのは悪いことなのか。さあ、あなたの総督のところにそれを差し出してみよう。彼はあなたを読みし、あなたを受け入れるだろうか。万軍の主の見つけ。
Okay, so the priests here were the ones who were neglecting their offering. This was the priests.
あ、この、これは祭司の。
Yeah, he was talking to the priests here.
これは祭司に言っています。
So the priests are the ones who were despising, treating lightly the offering to God.
ここで祭司たちがその神様に対する捧げ物の基準を下げていました。
The priests received a tithe, but they also had to pay a tithe of what they got.
祭司たちはその、献金。
まあ、10分の1。
あ、10分の1献金をもらいましたけど、彼ら自身も10分の1献金をしました。
Right. And they were examples to the nation. So if the priests themselves were despising the tithe and the offerings, how much more the people?
ってことは、この祭司たちもこのように、捧げ物に、ズルをしていたなら、その民たちはどうでしょうか?
And what he's saying here is, when you have something, you give the best to God. You don't give the worst to God. You give him the best.
でたくさんのものを所有しているならその中で一番、優れたもの一番良いものを神様に捧げるじゃないでしょうか
That is worship.
それは、礼拝です
And actually, if you don't do that, God is quite angry here.
で神様はそれをしない場合、ここではそうなんですけど怒っています
Right. He's saying that it's extremely disrespectful for us to give God the timewhich is of no value, or the things which are of no value. I don't need this anymore, I'll give that.
なので、その不要な時間、不要なものを神様に捧げるのは、実はかえって、失礼なことです。
It's like when you say, I'm going to gather some clothes for the Philippines, and everyone gives you these winter coats that went out of fashion 10 years ago.
例えば、フィリピンに、貧しい人たちのために服を集めるって言って、10年前の古いその冬服を与えてみたいなものです。
Big shoulder pads like this.
でっかい肩パッドとか。
Like, nobody needs them.
それは誰もいらないでしょう。
That's rubbish.
ゴミです。
Might make you feel good to give such things.
で、与える方は気持ちが良いかもしれませんけど。
But...It doesn't come from a heart that said, what would they really like? What would they really want? How could I really be a blessing?
ただ、向こうの人たちは何が本当に、欲しいでしょうか何を与えたら助かるでしょうかと、そういう質問を心の中で繰り返している人たちがそういうことをしないでしょう
If they did, they would give basketball shots.
実際そうやって何が欲しいか考えるとフィリピンにやったらバスケの服とかあげるかもしれません
Right, because that's the national costume. So that's the thing though for us. If we give what we don't really need anymore, that's not worship to God. worship to God is giving God the best.
いらなくなったものを与えるのは礼拝ではなくて、自分の持っている、まあ、所有物が一番優れたものを与えるのが本当の礼拝です。
I'll serve God when I'm not so busy.
忙しくなくなって落ち着いたら神様を礼拝しよう。
Well, wait a second. Are you giving God the best time or the worst time?
神様にその場合なら、大切な時間を与えて避けているか、まあ、特にいらない時間を避けているか、どっちでしょうか。
Do you pray when you're really tired and half asleep, or do you pray when you're alert?
で、一日が終わり、まあ、半寝状態で祈るでしょうか。それとも元気いっぱいの時に祈るでしょうか。
What is the time that you're giving God? The best time or the weakest time?
神様に与えているその神様のために避けている時間は一番大切な時間でしょうか。それとも一番暇がある時間でしょうか。
Okay. But God says this, in verse 10, Oh, that there were one among you who would shut the gates, that you might not uselessly kindle fire on my altar. I'm not pleased with you, says the Lord of hosts, nor will I accept an offering from you.
変ずることがないように戸を閉じる人は誰かいないのか。私はあなた方を喜ばない。万軍の主は仰せられる。私はあなた方の手から捧げ物を受け入れない。
Okay, so in other words, God would really wish that we didn't give anything rather than give God second best.
つまりは神様は、一番優れたものでないなら、受け入れない、いらないという。
So that's a very serious thing. God says, I am a great king, and we need to worship him in accordance with his great position.
神様は偉大なる方なので、それをしっかりと、尊敬して、受け入れていることを示す必要があります。
Now, look at chapter
3. 3節を見ましょう。3章を見ましょう。
And let's look at verse 5. He says, Then I will draw near to you for judgment, and I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers, and against the adulterers, and against those who swear falsely, and against those who oppress the wage earner in his wages, the widow and the orphan, and those who turn aside the alien and do not fear me, says the Lord of hosts. For I, the Lord, do not change, therefore you sons of Jacob are not consumed.
3章の5節。私は裁きのためにあなた方のところに近づく。私はためらうことなく証人となり、呪術師、勧誘を行う者、偽って誓う者、不正な賃金で雇いを虐げ、やもめな皆子を苦しめる者、在留黒人を押しのけて、私は恐れない者たちに向かう。
So when Jesus comes back, there will be a judgment.It says against the sorcerers, people who use divination, uranai, people who take drugs.
まず最初は、呪術師、まあ、占いとか、麻薬の人たち。
Against adulterers, those who break their marriage vows.
勧誘を行う者、結婚の誓いを破る者。
People who swear falsely, they lie.
偽って誓う者、まあ、嘘つき。
But then it says people who oppress the wage earner in his wages, people who don't pay the workers the proper amount, those people will be judged along with the drug addicts and the drug dealers.
不正な賃金で雇い人を虐げる。まあ、これは、呪術師、まあ、勧誘を行う者、偽って誓う者と同じように裁かれます。
They're pretty serious crimes.
かなり重大な犯罪です。
But let's look at the next few.
その次を見てみましょう。
The next one is those who turn away the widow and the orphan and the alien.
やもめや、在留黒人を苦しめる者、押し付ける者、押しのける者。
So, widows, orphans, alien. Alien meaning someone from another...planet, not, meaning someone from another country who is probably in your country because of hard times, t- to turn those people away is also something that Jesus is going to judge quickly.
ヤモメや、ミナシゴを苦しめる者、在留国人、まあ、コロナの在留国人というのは難民とも言い換えることができると思いますけど、このようなものを押し付け出す者は神様に裁かれます。
Now this really, really makes us think about the fact that we are required to help the ones who need help. This is a law.
ここでは、まあ、基本的には困っている者たちを助けなければいけないということを書いており、これは立法であって、責任があります。
Turning them away and saying, I don't care about your situation is just like adultery or sorcery.
押しのける者は、まあ、会員を行う者や、その呪術師と同じような扱いを受けます。
So we need to be very careful because the world says,I have my job, I have my house, it's mine, I look after it, and I don't have to give it and share it with anybody. That's what the world says.
予的な知識によると、まあ、これは僕の仕事、僕の、家、僕の、まあ、生活状況だから、まあ、誰にも首を突っ込まれたくないと思いますけど。
But that's not what God said to Israel. Of course, first he said that, of course, each one has their own house, that's true.But they also have to be concerned with others who need help.
神様は最初にそれぞれの家をというのを認めましたけど、だからといってそれを必要としている困っている人たちを受け入れないのは罪にあたります。
And if we go on, he's saying, let's look at it, verse 8. It says, Will a man rob God? Yet you are robbing me. But you say, How have we robbed you? In tithes and offerings...You are cursed with a curse, for you are robbing me, the whole nation of you. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, so that there may be food in my house. And test me now in this, says the Lord, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you a blessing until it overflows.
マラキ3章の8節。人は神のものを盗むことができようか。ところがあなた方は私のものを盗んでいる。しかしあなた方に言う。あなた方は言う。どのようにして私たちはあなたのものを盗んだでしょうか。それは十分の一と、奉納物によってである。あなた方は呪いを受けている。あなた方は私のものを盗んでいる。この民全体が盗んでいる。十分の一をことごとく宝物蔵に携えていってきて、私の家の食物とせよ。こうして私を試してみる。万軍の主は仰せられる。私があなたのために天の窓を開き、溢れるばかりの祝福をあなた方に注ぐかどうか試してみる。
So, the people would bring their tithes to the priests, then the priests would take the best 10% and put it into the storehouse in the temple.
祭司たちは10分の1の奉納物を集め、その中のさらに優れた10分の1を、蔵に納めます。
And they weren't doing this, so God said, You're robbing me.
それを行っていなかったので私から盗んでいると言いました。
Right, now that money that, oh sorry, that stuff, like grain or whatever, there was oil, wine, grain, all kinds of things, that went into the storehouse, that was for many purposes.
その蔵に納められた一番優れたものは様々な目的がありました。
Feeding, well, a lot of it was used in temple sacrifice.
まあその、その中の多くはその捧げ物になりました。
Right. For example, when they did a sacrifice of an animal, they also had to make a grain offering with it.
例えばその、動物を捧げた時に穀物の捧げ物も一緒にしました。
Right. But some of it was used to pay ministers, like pay the temple servants, pay the priests, pay the workers.
それその中のものは例えばその宮に仕えている者たちの給料にもなりました。
Right. And others was used to bless the poor people.
で、他は例えば貧しい人に施されたりしました。
Right. And God says that if we don't put that aside for that purpose, we're actually robbing Him.
神様はそれをしっかり行わない限り、神様から盗んでいると言いました。
Now again, the world doesn't think like that, but we are to think like this. And he says, if we do this, test me, because I'm going to bless you so that you won't be in lack.
Test me.
Well, he says here, test me in this. Tameshite kudasai. Tameshite nasai. So, in verse 10, bring the whole tithe into the storehouse so that there may be food in my house, and test me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing until it overflows. Now, we're not supposed to test the Lord, but he specifically says, you test me in this. So he wants us to test him in this way.
Right.
We need to prove God and show his name that he is faithful by living the way he commands and then receiving the blessings that he promises. So let's apply this to many ways in our lives. Right, first of all, we need to be building the kingdom of God. The church itself is part of the temple of God. We need to do evangelism. We need to support those who are doing evangelism. Now, here, we can do evangelism without having to spend much money. Just simply by talking to people about the gospel. It doesn't take much money to do that. But it does take money to give up time that you could be paid in order to do that. That takes money.
ただそれを、その他の人と出会って喋っているその時間を仕事をしていたらお金が入ってきているでしょう。それを失っています。
Right. And so we can also buy Bibles, New Testaments for people.
それは新約聖書、まあ、聖書を買ったり、
Tracts.
まあ、トラクトを買ったりとか。
There are many things that we can physically do for evangelism.
ですので、その、伝道に対してお金を捧げることはあると思います。
One is we can sacrifice our time to pray for evangelism.
時間を捧げて伝道のために祈ることができます。
Of course, we think about the last few years, what's happened in the Philippines. There are like about 6 different little churches running now since we've begun to sponsor Oscar.
Oscar を支援し始めてから、今小さな教会が6つぐらいあります。
And they're going so well at the moment. But all of that is because we regularly are providing a pastor who can do that ministry.
それがすべてうまくいっている理由の一つとしては、私、ここの教会の支援が、そのオスカーに与えて、それでオスカーが回ってその投資をすることができるというのは一部あると思います。
But he's not Superman.
ただスーパーマンではありません。
He's a normal person like you.
皆さんと同じ普通の人間です。
He gets sick.
病気になったりとかします。
His family gets sick.
家族が病気になったりとか。
He meets people who are sick.
病気になっている人に出会ったりとか。
That always takes money to pay for those kind of bills.
そういうことが起きた場合、お金がかなり必要になってきます。
His kids have to go to school.
まあ子供が学校に行く通学費。
Sometimes they need to do fun things as a family.
たまには家族として楽しいこともする必要があるでしょう。
Most of the churches are, you know, 20 to 50 kilometers away from his house.
大体のその教会は20キロ、50キロ離れたところにあります。
Gasoline now is very expensive.
で、ガソリン代も結構上がってきているので。
In Japan, the government is subsidizing it. In the Philippines, they're probably not.
Subsidizing.
making it cheaper for us.
Ah, 日本ではその国が積極的にそのガソリン代を下げる、取り組みをしていますけど、フィリピンでは多分していないでしょう。
And it's really, really expensive for people who have low income to ride around on the motorbike.
しかし、その収入源が低い人たちからしたら、バイクであちこち行きまくるのは結構大変だと思います。
Just bringing people to church costs money.
で、教会に人を招くのだけでもお金はかかってきます。
And so, we need to realize that there's a lot of practical things about worshiping God other than just lifting our hands or praying at home. There's a lot of physical things that we can do, and God expects us to do that as well.
礼拝にはその、まあ、祈っているとか賛美とかだけではなくて、積極的に支援をしたりとか、その動き回る必要がある時があります。
Right. A lot of sacrifice. We don't sacrifice animals today, but we sacrifice time, money, strength.
今ではその動物を捧げることはありませんけど、お金や時間や、力を捧げることができます。
Okay. Let's turn back to Nehemiah.
ネヘミヤに少し戻って。
And look at chapter 11 again.Sorry, chapter 10. Okay. All right. Now, let's look at verse 34. He says, Likewise, we cast lots for the supply of wood among the priests, the Levites, and the people, so that they might bring it to the house of our God, according to our fathers' households at fixed times annually to burn on the altar of the Lord our God, as it is written in the law.
また私たちは祭司とレビ人と民とは立法の記された通り私たちの神主の祭壇の上で燃やす焚き木の捧げ物とについてくじを引き毎年定まった時に私たちの主婦の家ごとそれを私たちの宮神の宮に携えてくることに決めた。
This is something we probably don't think about much.
これはあまり考えないことだと思います。
But wood is necessary to burnanimals on the altar.
動物を捧げるときは焚き木の、まあ、薪が必要です。
You can't light a match and burn a cow or sheep.
マッチだけでは動物を捧げないです。
Where does the wood come from?
その薪はどこから来るでしょうか?
Someone's got to chop it down. Someone's got to gather it and bring it. It's pretty hard work.
実際誰かが、森に行き木を切ってそれを持ってきて、その作業が結構大変だと思います。
Now in the Bible, trees represent people.
聖書では木というのは人を表しています。
Wood represents us.
薪は私たちを表しています。
Jesus is sacrificed for sins, but Jesus says, take up your cross and follow me. We're also sacrificed with him.
神様、イエス様は自分を捧げて十字架を追いましたけど、さらに私たちも十字架を追いなさいと言います。
We are the wood that burns on the altar as the sacrifice burns that's pleasing to God.
なので私たちはその神様が喜ばれる、捧げ物を燃やすための薪となります。
We, in our sacrifice, make the sacrifice of Jesus effective because we offer ourselves to preach the gospel and support the ministry.
イエス様自身が捧げられたご自分の命を、意味のある大切なものとするために私たちも捧げ自分自身を捧げなければいけません。
Well, what kind of wood did they burn?
どのようなその木、薪を燃やしたでしょうか?
It doesn't matter, does it?
まあ、関係ないでしょう。
And whatever you can give is good.
与えられるものは与えましょう。
Whether it's a lot of time or a little time, a lot of money or a little money,A lot of strength or a little strength, or in whatever way you feel you can give, it's all acceptable as wood.
多くの時間、ちょっとした時間、多くのお金はちょっとしたお金。どのような、量でも与えられるその捧げ物は、祭壇の上に投げられて、それは、人だって、受け入れられます。
The wood makes the worship.Acceptable because it becomes smoke and it goes up to heaven, and God smells it and says, "This is acceptable."
薪が燃えることによって煙が上がり、神様はそれを嗅いで喜ばれます。
How can you make the worship acceptable?
私たち自身はその捧げ物をどのように、受け入れるのにふさわしくできるでしょうか。
Well, let's take our worship here on Sunday.
ここでの日曜礼拝を考えてみましょう。
How can you make this worship 盛り上がる、burning, acceptable to God?
ここでの礼拝をどのように私たち自身は神様に、認められるようにできるでしょうか。
Let's think of some ways.
方法を考えてみましょう。
First of all, find something that needs to be done and do it with all your heart.
何かするべきことを、見つけてそれを、全力を尽くしてすることです。
We're talking about wood. It's not anything glorious. It's just wood to be burned.
その輝かしいものではなくて、ただの木の、薪の話をしています。
Washing the dishes, cleaning the floor, putting the seats up.
洗い物したり、椅子を出したり、掃除機かけたりとか。
Cleaning up.
掃除。
Being ready, being on time.
準備して、時間通りに来るとか。
Practicing our music, practicing the things that we're going to share.
賛美を練習をしたり、証を準備したり。
There's many ways we can make our Sunday worship more acceptable. More, I mean, it's acceptable in Christ, but we can make it burn more.
礼拝は認められていますけど、そのようなことを、ちょっとしたことをしっかり、忠実にやることによって、さらに神様は喜ばれます。
It's the Holy Spirit that leads you in this. I'm not telling you what to do, of course.But I want you to understand that this is our job. This is our worship.
今これをしなさいと言っているのではなくて、聖霊があなたに導いたことをしっかりとやることによって、神様に対する礼拝がもっとしっかりとしたものになるでしょう。
When Jesus went to the cross, who were the wood that was supposed to burn with him?
イエス様が十字架にかけられた時、その薪となったものは誰でしょうか。
Peter, James, and John.
ペテロ、ヨハネと、
ヤコブ。
ヤコブ。
Jesus called them to go with him to Gethsemane to help him prepare for the cross.
イエス様はゲテセマネに一緒に祈りに来るように聞きました。それは十字架の準備をしていました。
They were supposed to pray with him.
共に祈るはずでした。
But they didn't. They slept.
ただ、寝てしまいました。
And Jesus' suffering was increased.
そして、イエス様の苦しみが、増加しました。
So praying for each other is one of the ways that we can help each other to sacrifice ourselves.
なので私たちが十字架を追うときにお互い祈り合って支え合うことが非常に大切なものとなります。
So do you pray for each other?
互いのために祈るでしょうか。
How much did you pray this week for the other members of the church?
今週、教会の他の人たちのためにどれほど時間を割いて祈ったでしょうか。
Did you pray really desiring that God would hear you so that those people's lives could be changed? Or did you just pray because you thought I have to pray?
祈った時に、彼らがもっと神様に用いられて、素晴らしい人生を生きるために祈ったでしょうか。それとも、祈った方がいいなと思って、適当に祈ったでしょうか。
And how much? How many times?
何度、どれほど時間を割いたでしょうか。
These kind of things are very personal and they reflect our attitude towards God.
このようなことは、個人的には、個人的なものです。
And these things reflect our attitude towards God.
で、神様に対する態度を、反射します。
表します。That's what Malachi is all about. It's saying, because you despise these mundane things, you're actually despising God, you're robbing God, and it really shows the attitude problem there.
なので、これをマラキはこのようなことを語っており、このような行動を取ったからによって、そのような態度が表されています。
Look at Nehemiah 13.
Nehemiah 13章を見ましょう。
It says here, now prior, in verse 4, prior to this, Eliashib the priest, who was appointed over the chambers of the house of God, being related to Tobiah, the enemy, had prepared a large room for him, where formerly they had put the grain offerings, the frankincense, the utensils, and the tithes of grain, wine, and oil prescribed for the Levites, the singers and the gatekeepers, and the contribution for the priests. So, in this case, instead of having these tithes being paid and stored in the temple, they had given this space to an Ammonite enemy.
4号。これより以前私たちの神の宮の家に任されていた祭司エルヤシャブはトビアのために大きな部屋を一つ一つあてがあった。その部屋に、かつて穀物の捧げ物、有効器物の及び、レビ人や歌い手や門営たちのために定められていた穀物と新しいブドウ酒の10分の1および
Tobiah was an Ammonite. He was an enemy of God. But because of a relationship in marriage, he was given the space in the temple which should have been for the tithes. What a terrible thing! And Nehemiah was very angry. In verse 8 it says, I threw all of Tobiah's household goods out of the room, like Jesus cleansed the temple. He was angry. And we should be angry too when we find that we do the same thing. Because of our relationship to people and wanting to look good in society, we don't sacrifice ourselves or our things to God in the correct way. We need Tobiah because he's connected to these guys and those guys, and if Tobiah is pleased with us, then everything will be all right. That's their way of thinking. Well, I can't give my money, I can't give my time, I can't give up work, because, you know, that's not the way the world works. That's what we think. And the world goes to hell without the gospel. And people who should be helped and should receive the love of God physically are not receiving it. And we need to do what Nehemiah did and get angry about this and get that out of the temple. So worship is not just singing and reading the Bible and praying, it's also physically sacrificing ourselves in so many different ways. But God promises that if you do that, if you give yourself to His kingdom in this way, He is going to bless you so much that you won't be able to contain it all. You won't be able to stop the blessing of God. People will give to you, and you won't even expect them to give to you.
周りから、助けを求めて、助けられて、それを、まあ、予想してなくても神様からの祝福だとそれを止めることができます。
You'll find blessings in ways you didn't imagine.
予想もしなかったような祝福があります。
And you'll praise God because He is faithful.
神様が忠実なので、それ、
ので賛美します。Right, well, you'll and you'll praise God because you'll find Him and prove Him to be faithful. Okay, let's pray. Father God, we thank you for your faithfulness. And Lord, you are the King, a great King, and just like earthly kings, you rule over everything and you control everything, Lord. Everything is under you. So all of the things that we think we so desperately need, you could give us at any time. But what you want us to do is to have faith and to offer ourselves with you on the altar, Lord. So I pray, God, in our time, in our money, in our strength, Lord, in our decisions, in everything we do, I pray that we would have the faith to offer ourselves as the wood with you, Lord, and make the offering of other people, the worship of other people, acceptable as well as our own, Lord. Tenata sama hontou ni kansha shimasu. Watashi tachi wa, ano... 自分を捧げて あなたの捧げ物を広めるように、他の人たちの礼拝をもっと強化できるように助けてください。また神様は王様ですから、全てを支配している。私たちが必要としているものは神様はいつでもいくらでも与えることができます。本当に神様が望んでいるのは私たちの信仰。どうか神様、助けてください。その信仰を与えてください。その祝福も神様の忠実として受け入れます。感謝します。イエス様の御名によって祈ります。